check. Mobile.
ACA. Base unit.
Signal might be a little scratchy, but it'll clear up here another half mile.
Better than I did there on the last part, so yeah, I had a set of DeWalt tools that I bought when I was in Florida, and I tell you what, I ran those tools into the ground when I was working for a friend that owned a hotel, and I did everything from electrical to plumbing to TV to phone to being a locksmith, you name it. So I bought that little black case that has like the four or five tools in it, and I did. I basically ran them down, and then as time went on, I ended up buying a new set, which is the 20 volt instead of the 12 volt, and I've just done nothing but increase my inventory.
I have a bunch of DeWalt stuff. When I was still turning wrenches, I had transitioned over to DeWalt from Makita. Makita, I like their stuff probably about the best when I was turning wrenches. It just seemed to hold up better. But Milwaukee has really come on the scene here in the last few years.
Blue and white, correct?
Or blue and white.
I remember working for a radio repair shop back in my early 20s there, or mid-20s, I should say. And I was working for the guy just before I lost the leg. But, yeah, he had a lot of Milwaukee stuff, and you're right. It would last us a long haul. I've not had any experience with Milwaukee stuff.
Pretty much the tool to beat in aftermarket and overall.
Yeah, if I was younger, I might try that out. I know right now my inventory is so big with air compressors and table saw. And I don't have the table saw yet. I have the steel saw. I have a, it's right on the tip of my tongue. It's a double beveled miter saw. There we go. I had to stop and think about it and stuff like that. I love to do a lot of woodwork, but here lately in the last 2 years, it's just gone downhill.
That, it stinks when you enjoy doing something and you can't do it because of physical limitations or just life gets in the way.
I mean, so how much further you have to go? Have you already got your truck already?
Didn't clear out, that's okay. I'm turning the radio on and listening to Tara rant and rave this morning.
I don't have to go. I just was wondering. I didn't know if you'd already got your truck or you already got the truck and down the mountain, coming down the mountain still. I wasn't sure how far down the mountain your truck was.
Yeah, when you hear me come on the 275 or 285, I'm almost to the truck, and when I come back off of the 285 onto the 610, I'm at the state line in the big truck then.
Now, do they let you put antennas on top of that truck?
On this truck, so I'll put it where I want to.
I'll put you a couple of 5/8 wave antennas up there on the top and put you a little small rotor with a 3 or 7 element beam up there just enough so you can park your truck and point the beam to the repeater.
But the problem I gotta watch is the height. I'm already so high that I can't get into a couple places, and I don't know what it is about people won't trim their trees anymore in the cities. Probably one of the worst.
A lot of places now, they plant them trees and then they try to create the canopy to keep it shaded over the sidewalks that the trucks take half the branches when you go down the street.
And I really watch that. I mean, you spend the kind of money we do on these trucks, and you don't want me dragging tree limbs down the side of it. There's a couple of shops I won't go to because of it.
Street and tell them, hey, if they want it, come get it. Come this way.
Now, if I can't safely park off the street, I generally won't stop. And, you know, I'll try to deal with you and but if you won't make it to where I can get in and safely get out of the road, I'm sorry. I'm not risking it. It's too much risk to me if the tool truck gets hit. I done found that out almost 2 years ago when a lady run a stop sign and totaled my last truck.
Yeah, I thought I heard you say that a couple of days ago that it took you forever to get your truck replaced. So it was like, man, I can imagine.
Of November, 2 years ago, a lady ran a stop sign and hit me in the door where you come in the box and totaled the box. The truck was actually all right. It could have been fixed. It ripped the rear suspension out of it, but, I mean, it was all bolt-on stuff, so could have been fixed. But it warped the box and destroyed it, so it was going to cost more to replace it than what the truck was worth. But it took me 9 months to get the insurance company to pay out because she didn't have insurance. It wasn't her car. It was her mom's car. So I ended up having to sue my own insurance company to get them to do their job.
Sounds like when I lost my leg, Patrick, I got hit by a drunk driver. Now, I had higher insurance coverage than what the individual that hit me did. And believe it or not, there's an unwritten law in Delaware and Maryland that they only have to pay out the max of the lowest policy, which sucked.
That's crappy. And sometimes I wonder why we pay for insurance. It doesn't do its job. It's not there to protect you like they advertise.
You're paying that nothing's going to happen, and when it does happen, they still don't want to pay.
So you're paying to belong to a country club you can't use.
I guess I treat car insurance like term insurance, and I can get more coverage for term insurance than I can for, like, whole life or universal. But I look at it this way. Yeah, you can buy those policies, and it puts money in savings, but if you have to borrow it, you have to pay your own interest back and a bunch of other stuff, or if you pass away, they deduct that from the amount paid out. And I'm like, you know, this is ridiculous. I'd just rather take the gamble and pay a smaller premium for a higher death amount and go that way.
Well, I believe if most people had the discipline, they'd be better off just putting the money in the bank for themselves. That way it's there when you need it.
That too. Yeah, if you could discipline yourself to put away so much, you know, for insurance and so much for that, and then, you know, it'd be almost worth letting the state verify that you're putting that money away monthly that the bank reported it, so that, you know, you have it.
For HGAX. Well, we're going to have to get off that subject or I'll get defeated before the day starts.
Yeah, I understand. So, yep, I got to run here anyway real quick. I got to go make sure Ashley is up, takes care of the dogs and stuff like that. But, Patrick, you have a good day today, sir. It's a pleasure talking to you, as always. KA3JCA.
And Sally and your daughter have a good day, Ashley. And hope everything's good for you. And I'll talk to you on down the log, KO4HKX. And I'll be clear.